Well, John, it got pretty big at the end. Presumably that was part of your thinking that you and Tim decided, we didn't need to go an extra height.
Yeah, it actually was. I don't know how big the fences would be. Interested in how big they actually were, but they were big jumps, and I think we felt that the horse had jumped really well the round before. To ask them to go again was, if there had been a foreigner in there, you know, we would have gone and kept the foreigners down, but or tried to keep the foreigners down. But we just felt that just the two of us, two British, saved the horses for another day, and that we're getting a bit older. As we've got another class tonight, so we need to preserve our energy a bit.
What, two grand old men of British show jumping thought, well, we better
Tim's
just take...
Tim's young, actually.
But in front of a full house, I mean, the crowd enjoyed it too. That was the main thing.
It's proper show jumping, really, you know, just no speed involved at all, and just the ones that keep coming back and jump bigger jumps. And actually, my horse's first round was good. His second two were not quite as good, but the last round was really good. The last round jumped unbelievable.
And just talking about here at a big show, this is obviously the first big domestic show since obviously what happened at the Olympics. You looked on at that. Have you noticed that there's just a different feel around the sport given what happened there at Greenwich?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think what happened at Greenwich was just proved how good we are, really, because I think we deserved to get a medal like that for years, and we've been unlucky. We've had a lot of hard luck stories, so it's actually nice to get to get that one, especially at Greenwich. It was unbelievable. You know, everybody on the street watches the Olympics, and to win Olympic gold, it's so good for the sport, and yeah, it's definitely got big rub-offs, yeah.
And has it given you a sort of, as you've just said there, that you're obviously in the grand old statesman of British show jumping, but has it given you a sort of extra spring in the sport? It makes it feel that it's a good sport to be involved in that.
Yeah, definitely. Trouble is, I'm 57 now, and okay, looking forward to Rio, I'll be 60, so. But still, Ian Miller was at this Olympics, and he's in his middle 60s anyway.
There was a Japanese dressage rider who was in his 70s.
So, yeah, I mean, we're lucky with our sport. We can go on to a decent age. I think it lifts everybody's spirits.
And over the winter, what's your sort of objectives? What have you got as sort of targets that you're setting yourself?
I'm just ticking over, really. Obviously, Olympia's, a good one to aim for, and... I've got a few shows lined up on the continent in between now and then. Nothing major, big. I'm not going to do the World Cups. Maximilian is a new horse to me this year, and he's still improving. And Argento is still improving. So, I don't want to do too much over the winter, but I also want to have him ready for Olympia.